Hello, everybody.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are all well. Welcome to the inaugural class. It's very exciting. This is, one second, is Rena on here? Okay,
yep.
This is all your fault. Okay, so for those of you who've been joining over the last little while, typically, I speak for about 15, 20 minutes with not much interaction. I want to change the rules a little bit because the topic really doesn't lend itself to a 20 minute lecture. It has to be somewhat interactive because these are fundamental concepts that need to be understood. And if I'm not clear on something, I'm going to ask you to unmute yourself. To ask a question or to clarify something. So don't feel like the only way you can get a hold of me is after the class with a chat or an email, which you can do as well. But if there's something not clear or there's something you want further explanation of, please don't hesitate to ask.
I like that rule.
Just for this class, Ethan. I'm going to share on my screen for a moment for those who may not have what it is we're going to talk about. But before I do it, let me just give you a little introduction. That what we're going to talk about is Maimonides' 13 principles or articles of faith. Let me just give a little background. Who was Maimonides? He's known as the Rambam, which is an acronym for Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, Maimon being his father's name, hence the name Maimonides, which the IDES at the end means son of. So Maimonides means the son of Maimon. His name was Moshe. He lived in the early part of the 1100s, around 1135. He was born in Cordova, Spain. And after much travel in different countries, including Morocco, he ends up in Egypt, and where he ultimately dies in 1204. But for those of you who've ever been to Israel or even come on the Shoresh trip, you know that he's buried in Tiberia. He's buried in Tiberias. The Rambam, he was a master of Talmud, of Halacha. He really was one of the first authorities to organize all of Jewish law in a very systematic fashion. His magnum opus is known as the Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah is a 14-volume, I don't know if you can see it behind me, all the way in the back, these nice big red volumes. There's 14 volumes of massive size. That is the compendium of halachic works. He was a halachic authority and a decisor, a philosopher, a doctor, a teacher of all of Israel. Interestingly enough, as I mentioned, he's buried in Tiberia, in Tiberias, and on his tombstone is the following inscription. It says, Mimoshe ad Moshe lokum kimoshe. From Moses to Moses, there has never arisen one like Moses. And it's a beautiful play on words in the fact that since the time of Moses, our teacher, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moses, the one from the story of the Exodus, until Maimonides, there was nobody like another one whose name was Moshe. He was a standout, unbelievable individual. So from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way until the Rambam, there was nobody like Moshe. Just as an interesting aside, there aren't that many people before the Rambam who actually were named Moshe, which is unbelievably, you can call it ironic, but you would have thought there would be thousands upon thousands named for the original Moses. Yet you don't find the name Moshe in the Mishnah. You don't really find it in the Talmud. I mean, you're talking generations upon generations. Yet until the Rambam, there's nobody who was a standout like him. Aside from this Mishneh Torah, the magnum opus of this halachic work, he wrote a treatise. He wrote a commentary on the Mishnah. And in there's a section of the oral law called Sanhedrin, which deals with halachic authority, the highest court being known as the Sanhedrin. In one of the last, or perhaps the last chapter of Sanhedrin, it talks about those who are considered outside the pale of Judaism. Those who are considered not really part of the Jewish people because they lack certain basic beliefs. There, the Rambam formulates what we now know, what we're going to study, as the Yud Gimel Ikrim. Yud Gimel meaning 13. Ikrim are the primary principles of Judaism. As part of his commentary, he started that commentary at the age of 23, while he was still wandering and traveling through Morocco and across other lands. He didn't finish this until age 30, once he was already settled in Egypt. Now, the basic premise of these 13 principles, and I want to be very clear, the Rambam himself writes about this. Yes, it's true, there are 613 commandments in the Torah, and we are not going to detract one single bit of it. The Rambam's intention was not to say, don't worry about the other 600, just focus on these 13. That is not the case. All 613 are vital. Not one single one can be ignored or canceled. But we know that even given the human body, we know that every single organ is important. However, certain ones you can't live without. Certain ones are so critical and so vital to the existence of the body of the person that without them, you can't be living. The heart, the brain, various nervous systems, there's no way to function without it. What the Rambam meant to do is to take that these 13 are not to the exclusion of the others, but rather they represent the ones that without which a Jew can't be considered alive as part of the Jewish faith and religion. Therefore, we're gonna see, and I'm going to share the screen, but I'm also going to share a link where you can go ahead and have this source sheet, and you can print it out and keep it with you as we go through this. Every single one of them begins with four words, all 13 principles. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shalema. I believe with complete faith. This is our doctrine that says these are the most core, the most fundamental principles that we base and have our religion on. So let me just for a moment share my screen. Hey, check that out. Can you all see this? Great, excellent. Okay, I'm also going to put in the chat the link where you can download this yourself. Man, I'm getting the hang of this technology. I love it. Okay, Ani Ma'amin are the 13 principles of faith. The first one, which we'll get to, I hope, at some point this evening. Ani Ma'amin be'emuna shelema. I believe with complete faith, Shehabore Yizbarach Shemo, that the Creator, blessed is His name, Ubore Umanhig, that He creates and guides all creatures, L'chol Abruim, V'hu Levado, and He alone, Asa V'ose V'yase. They all sound the same, but they're all the tense. In past tense, He made, He currently makes, and He will make, L'chol Amasim, everything that's made. We're going to break these down. There's no way we're going to cover all of this in one evening. I spent time this afternoon trying to figure out how to break this down. But let me start with this. And again, I'll put the link in there. But let me unshare this. I don't know how you do that. Stop sharing. Okay. I'll get this back to you shortly. Listen, when it comes to the bottom line, we need a system of beliefs to be classified as a religion based on three components. There are three components that it's not just a system, but it becomes a religion. Number one is a recognition of a divine being to be worshipped. Number two are instructions on how to this deity, this being is to be worshipped. And third is reward and punishment for carrying out or failing to carry out those instructions. Again, you have to have a starting point, a recognition of a divine being to be worshipped. We'll call that God. Then you have a set of instructions on how this being wants to be worshipped. We'll call that Torah and mitzvos. And the third is what are the consequences of following or not following. That's called reward and punishment. Maimonides, the Rambam, divided up these 13 principles based on these three categories. The first five animamins, the first five of our principles, relate to the beliefs about God. 6 through 9 relate to Torah and how it was transmitted through prophecy, specifically through Moshe. And 10 through 13 are relating to beliefs of the afterlife, Mashiach, and reward and punishment. This is how we're going to break this up into these three categories, each one playing a role in helping define why Judaism is the religion that it is. I want to start with a disclaimer, and that is, these are huge concepts in general. Each one on their own is probably hour or plus hours worth of material. When I'm forced to do it in 15-minute increments, it makes it even more challenging. So bear with me. I don't know if I have it crystal clear to a point of where after 15, 20 minutes every single night, you're going to walk away saying, I got this. It will probably build upon each other. Lessons. Not to say that if you miss one, you're gone or you're lost, but understand that these are really long concepts, difficult concepts, and I'm going to do my best to present it in the time frame that we have. But again, feel free to interrupt with a question or if I'm not clear about something. We good so far? Okay. So the very first principle is a belief that what? I believe with complete faith that the Creator, blessed is his name, creates and guides all creatures, and he alone made, makes, and will make everything. So the way I would put it, the entire principle is simply, there is a God, and we're going to break it down like this. There is a God who exists, number one. Number two, this God brought everything into existence. And number three is the source for everything's continued existence. These are the three principles or three categories within principle number one, and we're going to break it down into these three categories. Let me start for tonight just with number one, just to get started. There is a God who exists. That's the beginning of the principle. I believe with complete faith that the Creator, blessed is he. Stop right there. What Creator, blessed be he? There's a belief in an existence of an absolute being. Now, when I use the word absolute, what I mean to say is that it's not dependent on anything or anyone. It was not, quote, brought into existence by anything or anyone. It's not supported or maintained by anything or anyone. It exists. Why? Because it exists. Now you say to me, very nice, I accept it, but how do you know? We'll get there. Understand that this was really the very first commandment that we were given as part of the Ten Commandments, as part of the Aseres HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Forget what comes afterwards. I took you out from the land of Egypt. Those are already details about this being. But it starts with a premise, I am Hashem your God. I exist. I'm here. Therefore, this being that is not dependent on anyone or anything has always existed and will continue to exist eternally. Therefore, by definition, has limitless power, is unlimited in every way. Omniscient, omnipotent, all the omni words you can think of. Those are the words that are used to describe this being that we call God. What we're going to do, starting at the next class, is fine. I accept it as a statement, but how do we know this God exists? It's not a simple question, and it's even more difficult when I can't use some of the props I love to use to at least begin to explain. Some of the teens on the group know exactly what I'm talking about when I talk about my nail trick. But it is an important concept, which, again, we're going to start with tomorrow night. So let's just review what we know, then I'll share the link with you, and so you'll have it with you. What we're saying in the first principle is that you believe that there is a God that exists. Nothing brought it into existence. God was not created by anyone else. There is nothing else that can be. But that's how it goes. He always existed and will always exist, regardless of us, regardless of anything. It's not dependent. We will see towards the end of this first principle, the contrast, where God is limitless and not dependent on anyone or anything, we, as the ones created, are very much dependent, limited, totally not independent of God. This is the contrast that we're painting here. God is absolute. We are not. God is limitless. We are limited. God exists because he exists. And how do I know that? Tune in tomorrow night. Questions? Let me look here. I see a couple of chats. Okay. I'm gonna post the, hold on. Let me post the message to everyone.
Do you want me to sing the first one for everyone?
Yeah, no, while I'm doing that, Rabbi, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Ethan, Alon, we ready?
Shalom.
Amin be'emuna.
Shalom.
Shabbat hooray.
Whoops. Sorry, wrong one. That's the wrong one. That's for a different class. Hold on. Rabbi, you keep going.
All right, you ready, Liz, Shelley? Let's go. Ani ma'amin be'emuna she'le'emom she'habore yisporach shemo.
Who? Keep going.
Who levada asam?
Here we go. Okay, this last one I just sent you should be, did everyone just get it? The Safari one? Did it come through?
Yeah, it's kind of mixed up with the rest of it. But...
Can't hear you.
It came in for me on the bottom, but I don't think I can click it.
Only part of it came through.
Okay, here, one second. Oh, there you go. Fran just reposted it. Thank you. All right. That'll be the source sheet that we're going to use for this class.
What do you open
on that? It didn't work.
It didn't work?
It says page not found.
How could it be not found? I just did it. Try it again. Try it one more time.
Ha, Ken. I got it first.
Try that.
Is it working now?
Yes.
It worked.
Okay, great.
How do you open it? I'm seeing outline, but it doesn't open.
Yeah, Jay, go ahead. Post it. I don't care. Post it anywhere.
Thanks, Rabbi. See you later.
All right. So assuming everybody's got this, if there's any issue, just let me know. I'll send it to you privately. But other than that, I will see you hopefully tomorrow night at 7:45.
You have to put it in a web browser. Go like if you're like Googling. You put it in. And it's not a link. It's like you have to copy and paste it into the web.
It's like a web page.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you all.